This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I would like to read you Jeremiah 29, 10 through 14. As I read, listen closely to what God says and mentally start spreading out the information you hear. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. Aren't these words encouraging? As you mentally spread out this information, you'll first see God's promise. Then you'll see God's plan for you. You'll also see God's invitation to pray. Think of these three points as a basis for taking this promise and applying it to your heart. God has a gracious promise for you. He has a plan to prosper you. The way to experience it is to pray, to call upon Him and seek Him until you find what His plan is. God is interested in your welfare. He loves you. He wants to prosper you and not harm you. He wants to give you hope as you face the future. He's waiting for you to find Him and trust in Him. And when you do, His purpose and plan will be fulfilled for His glory and your benefit.